This is Money Talking from WNYC. Good morning, I'm Charlie Herman. With me, WNYC contributors Joan Osera with The New York Times and Rana Faruhar with Time Magazine. Well, it's been more than 7 weeks since the Obama administration rolled out healthcare.gov, and the problems just keep piling up. The website is still not working like it should, and in the meantime, hundreds of thousands of people are getting notices that their current coverage is getting canceled. Add to this growing concerns that the information that people are providing to the website may not actually be secure. Well, the president announced a temporary fix, really more of a delay, that will let people keep those healthcare plans that they just got dropped from, but it's not even clear that that's going to happen. This comes on top of an earlier delay in the employer mandate. And Joe, I have to ask, with all of these delays and these tweaks that are going on, is the entire law at risk?
It isn't right yet, but it will be if this keeps going on, because insurance is about risk. And they need a pool of people, not just sick people, but they need healthy people as well as sick people to spread the risk. And every time he so-called tweaks it, he's pulling a string from a very fragile fabric. And you're going to get to the point where the insurance industry is not going to know what to do, what to charge, or who the customers are.
Is it that it's going to fray the entire fabric, to keep that metaphor going? Just breaks apart?
That is what happens. I mean, even the people who've been told they can go back to their own plans, if those plans have been eliminated, the insurance company has to go to a state regulator just to get permission to bring it back.
Well, Rana, what does this mean for insurance in the short term? What will it look like? What will it mean for the industry?
So I think if you had to look at all of the industries in healthcare that could be affected, insurance, pharmaceuticals, big medical complexes, the insurance companies are actually most at risk in the next year or two because they've already set their prices for 2014. They've already worked out what the math is on their premiums. So as Joe said, if they get fewer people than they think signed up, if they get sicker people, then you start to have a lot more risk. They don't make as much money. And it creates what's called the death spiral, which is the following year they kick the premium prices up, and then potentially you get fewer people and sicker people and so on and so forth. And that's how the system could really start to break down.
But in this whole discussion that we're having about people who are losing their health care now, it's limited to a pretty small group. I mean, most people get their health care through their employer. What are the effects going to be for the broader consumer base, the broader group of people who get their health care through their employer, through other places?
Well, in the short term, it's not going to have a huge effect. But in the long term, I think it will have a huge effect. I think you're going to see companies moving to exchanges themselves, just like the federal government has done and just like the states have done. And you're going to have health care is going to be managed in a very, very different way than it is now, where you'll have choices which may or may not be employee subsidized, just like the 401k was a transition from pensions. I think you could see this exchange system being a transition from employer health care.
But if the companies are seeing what's happening with the Affordable Care Act right now and how healthcare.gov is not really working, do you really think that they would start pushing even more people into a system that is so unpopular that it's starting to fray?
Well, none of that's going to happen until we get past this set of problems.
Are you optimistic that we will?
Yes, relatively optimistic. I mean, it's been amateur hour over there. And part of the problem is the people in charge haven't paid enough attention and haven't really pushed to get the job done. Now there's all kinds of pressure to get the job done, and I think you are going to see them solve these problems.
Well, for the business community, whether it's hospitals, pharmaceutical industry, even trial lawyers, is what's happening right now, are there winners and losers?
Gosh, I wish that we could say the trial lawyers would have been the losers. But one of the problems is that the administration really hasn't done enough with tort reform. By some estimates,
meaning lawsuits that are brought on behalf of malpractice, so that may have happened.
That's right. I mean, which is a huge reason. It's a very significant reason that cost in this country is higher compared to, say, Europe. So that's unfortunately not going to happen. I think in the short term, insurance companies are really going to be hit the hardest. I don't think that you're going to see doctors and medical complexes hit as much. And I think that goes to the point that healthcare is not just like any other market. I mean, think about it. If you're sick, if you have a really life-threatening illness and you're being charged 10 or 15% more than you should, are you going to stop and look at that bill in detail and really argue at that point? I think not.
Well, I want to make a slight turn here and talk about JP Morgan. We've talked about it a lot, this pending settlement. It might happen happen at some point. Well, it finally happened this week. The bank came to a record $13 billion settlement with state and federal authorities to end claims over mortgage-backed securities that collapsed during the housing crisis. And I want to get your reaction. The company didn't necessarily admit guilt, but they did acknowledge a series of facts, which is a definite step up from the old saw of neither admitting nor denying the charges that they are still settling for. Does it make you feel better that they did that at least?
Not at all. Not at all. I think that I don't feel better about their practices. I don't feel better about our system, that we are coming up with an enormous number of fines and making it seem as though the problem of re-regulating banking has been solved. It has not been solved. We don't have the clear rules that we should. We need to finish Dodd-Frank. That's what we need to do. And we need to give banks clear rules of the road in terms of how they lend in the future.
Everything Rana said is true, but it is worth remembering that $13 billion is a lot of money, even for J.P. Morgan. And there's no question that that alone will have some corrective effect, at least in the short term.
Well, in the little bit of time that we have left, Rana, what are some of the stories you're watching out for?
So I was interested in Yahoo's announcement this week about a share buyback. We haven't heard too much from Yahoo recently. Marissa Mayer took over several months ago and has been trying to rehabilitate the company. I don't think this sends a good sign, actually, because if you look back in the past, tech companies typically do share buybacks when they don't have a real strong growth strategy. You can look in the
They don't have companies. Products coming out.
That's right.
Really
they don't have some
ideas.
New kind of category killer or some game changer. I mean, the idea of Mayer taking over this company was that she was going to turn it from a content company into a tech company, tech innovation company. It's still a content company. I don't think that it has a strong growth plan, and I don't expect the share price to stay up longer term.
Joe, what are you watching?
I'm watching the Dow, which on Thursday broke the 16,000 barrier for the first time. You know, Rana has often said right here at this table that there's a disconnect between the real economy and the stock market. On the other hand, 16,000. Wow.
Well, we'll be watching the Dow and where it goes, as well as all the week's business stories at wnyc.org/business. You can take this program with you as a podcast available on iTunes. Joan O'Sara with The New York Times and Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.